course, I don't got a mop and this mop. And you go, you throw it, that's mop. I ain't mopped my floor today. I got it kind of cleaned up and the thing to mop it. And that's the only thing I seem to do after that. I sewed on that dress over the fore part of the morning.
Years ago, on Monday, women usually did what kind of work?
Well, again, I always hunted up their wash and washed and cleaned up for over Sunday. You know, everything,
yeah.
They'd gather up and clean up, you know, things that sewed around, they'd clean it up, put it away. And some kids throw the thing down the floor. And now, you know, kids, since they have a 4-8, they got to be nice about it and put everything away. And I think that's one of the grandest things that's ever come up is a 4-8. You know, it learns them to cook now. You know, a lot of people learn. Of course, back then, my growing up, they did, but now there's a lot of them goes to school and does all this stuff, and they don't know how to cook.
Yeah.
But since there's 4-8 come in, now they can be a cookie. They learn them to cook all kinds of things and make things and earn money to pay their way at school.
Yeah.
And it costs you a lot to send kids to school the way they used to do.
Yeah.
And now they can earn their own money. I think that's what I think is so grand about. It learns them to cook and learns them to make things, learns to make their own clothes.
Yeah.
But used to now kids, they didn't know how to make clothes.
Yeah.
But now they can make their own clothes and anything they want. They want to, and they take time to do it. And then 4-8 teaches them to do that. And then they have what they call kindergarten to learn the little ones. And they say, now, what is it, the Head Start? They have them at the beginning, big enough, you know, to kind of, you know, things. They have what they call the Head Start from.
Yeah.
And you see, they just trained them right on up. And they didn't, their mothers had to train them that.
Yeah.
And the 4-H trained them that.
Did women have anything special that they usually did on Tuesday?
Well, back when my mother made coverlets, and they done their own weaving, they'd make their clothes, and then they'd raise their cotton and spin it, and then they'd have sheep make, and my mother, she wove coverlets. They'll sell for $50. Roger, he's got not a son, oldest son's got two coverlets. And they sell for about 50 or 75. What's done now? They sew lengths and just pretty as they lay warm. So I just got. That's another antique stuff.
Yeah.
And I always made quilts. I made all my grandmothers. Well, I made both of my children. I made them my. My grandkids, I made them two quilts apiece, and then my heart two made. And then my little great grandkids, I pieced them all. I was afraid they wouldn't live. And Arthur's little three, I pieced them all a quilt apiece. I don't guess the mothers ever quilted them. Because the oldest one, he's gone on 10 now. And their sweet little boys, they just love me better than anything. They can't. I won't get in the door at once, run to it. And it's so much different than when I was growing up now.
Yeah.
And the people always call everything such funny names.
Yeah. If you have a two-story house, what do you use to get from the first floor up to the second floor?
Well, we always had beds upstairs, and they called it upstairs.
Yeah, but to get upstairs.
Well, we always had steps to go up.
Yeah.
Steps to go up.